Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Today is... I actually figured this out last night. I looked out my window and I thought, wow, that's a full moon. Wow. And I figured out the date and I figured out this is the second one this month, which means dun, dun, dun. It's a blue moon, right? A blue moon doesn't actually refer to the color, although I guess it originally did. But the idea being that moons happen every 28 days, right? And I actually, this shows that you can take the girl out of the math department, but you can never take the math department out of the girl. I lay in bed last night figuring out, number one, had there been another blue moon this year? And number two, was there going to be another one this year? And I made it into about April of next year by just sort of figuring out what today was and figuring out that essentially for there to be two blue moons, two full moons in a year, that there has to be a moon on either the first or the second or occasionally the third, because on months that have 31 days, you could have a moon on the third and then obviously the 31st. So I'm figuring all this out last night. You're not impressed, huh? Listen, whatever it takes, that other people can't count sheep, I count blue moons. I count numbers. I've always done that. And it's not even when I have a hard time sleeping. It's just how I sort of, I guess it's how my mind sort of shifts from daytime to, instead of listening to whale sounds or the news or something, I do numbers. So it's not obsessive compulsive. It's not counting numbers. It's just, I'm fascinated by numbers. I guess no one else in the universe is, but that's all right. What can I tell you? So it's a blue moon, which means two in 1 month, as I said, which means by definition, a moon has to be on the first or the second, or occasionally a third on months that have 31 days. So there you go. And there's not going to be another one. Basically, the last one was in May 2012, which is better than 3 years ago, and the next one won't be, I think, till 2018. So there you go. You're not impressed. I try and impress you. All right. Apparently there's a blue moon beer. You can celebrate with that. You can sing blue moon, but not going to happen again until 2018, so you might as well kind of knock yourself out and have a great time with a blue moon. Alrighty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I am Dr. Joy Brown, and we don't usually talk about the moon on my program. I'm not actually an astrologer. I am a psychologist. But I'm also a psychologist that is fascinated by whatever's going on in the universe, whatever's going on in the world. And so if it's happening, I sort of suggest that my deal with you guys is if something's going on in the world, and it happens during my time on the air, that I will mention it so you don't feel like if you're listening to my program, you're going to miss something that's going on in the world at large. So today is National Shredded Wheat Day. Do people eat shredded wheat anymore? I remember eating shredded wheat as a kid. And the question is, did you eat it with butter or with milk?
Butter?
Oh, yeah, you didn't do it. You'd make it like a cracker.
Oh.
I mean, basically, it's a wheat thin. You know, it's kind of a... Yeah, it's actually... You should try it with butter. It's really good. You can do it with jam, too. It's like toast.
I usually got the mini ones and use it as a cereal.
Yeah, but you should try it, one of the regular shredded wheat with just butter on it. Yeah, you cut it in half, which is pretty easy to do, actually.
Interesting.
It doesn't sound like it would be, yeah. Just thought I'd mention that. It's a talk in an elevator day. Have you ever noticed that everybody gets in an elevator and goes to the side to kind of balance it unconsciously? I suppose because we all figure we're now being hurled through space on a string. And also that people face front, I actually was in an elevator where a woman got on, and she didn't say a word, but she just got on and didn't turn around and was sort of in the middle of the elevator. And you knew instantly that there was a problem, Houston. Everybody kind of avoided eye contact with her, but it's a very unusual behavior.
She wasn't following the rules.
She wasn't following, the social norms of how to behave in an elevator. But there are really very specific. We put up Tell Me Your Best Elevator Story, because I have a couple of great elevator stories, but I thought I'd wait and share them and see what you guys came up with. It's an Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day. What do we call an uncommon instrument? Is there any specific definition of it here that we're supposed to go by?
I don't know. Anything kind of outside the norm. I don't know. Think hurdy-gurdy
like
or a...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Bassoon is fairly
normal. Here's what they listed. A thumb piano, a lute, a mandolin, an African talking drum, or harpsichord. I actually know somebody who built a harpsichord.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. And they have pictures of some of these things. It said supposedly music is used in waiting rooms and when you get put on hold because it gives the illusion that less time has passed by. Not as far as I'm concerned. It drives me nuts. Let's see. Did you know Elvis Presley is the second most visited private residence in the United States, beat only by the White House?
I did know that.
You did?
Yeah. My girlfriend's a huge Elvis fan and has been
Me
to
too.
Graceland. Really?
I have too. And you know, Graceland was not named. People think it was named after Elvis's mother, which it was not. It was named after the original owner's daughter, and he bought it as Graceland. And the original owner was a physician. It's across a busy highway. Have you ever been to Graceland, Trevor?
I have not.
There you go. The harmonica is the world's best-selling musical instrument. I have a baby harmonica. I have no idea where I got it. I think somebody must have given it to me because I can't imagine buying it. And they actually have a picture of a cigar box thumb piano, which I've actually seen. I don't know where I've seen it. I think they were part of the Old West, and I think I've seen it like in San Antonio or something. I've actually seen one of these things. There you go. And there's apparently a musical piece where a pianist sits at the piano and plays nothing for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. I could do that.
John Cage.
There you go. How did you know that?
Because I'm a music buff.
Wow. You and I would be an unbeatable team.
That's
for
right. We could take on the
pursuit.
World. We could take on the world.
There you go. An ocarina. I know what an ocarina is. I think they cheated. They use stomp as a musical instrument, which is I've seen their theatrical performance, and they basically use everything. I mean, they garbage cans and they use wet tarps. They use everything you can think about to make sound. Now, whether it's musical, I suppose you could argue. But, you know, you should know about things like this. So, and they didn't even mention everybody's favorite musical instrument, which is a piece of wax paper and a comb. Did you do that when you were in first grade?
No, actually.
If you went to a school that couldn't quite afford all the musical instruments for everybody, some of you were assigned a comb with wax paper. And you put it in your mouth, like kind of like a harmonica. And I remember the sensation. I can remember it after all these years. The sensation sort of tickles your lips a little bit. You should try it. Everybody can try that at home today. That's one of those few things where you can say, do try this at home. You know, this is a stunt that you can try. And your kids will love it. Wax paper. A saran wrap won't work. Don't try it. But wax paper and a comb. And you march around the breakfast table. I think there was actually something that you marched around the breakfast table was a radio show as well. At any rate. All righty. So this is, celebrate uncommon musical instruments. I don't know that I would consider harpsichord that unusual, but the guy who built it was really amazing. I mean, it's a nice sound. Harpsichords are kind of coming back, I guess, the sound of them. I think that they were there like in the 60s because all sort of offbeat musical instruments because the 60s were all about being offbeat and non-conventional and whatever, so the harpsichord had some kind of renaissance then. It's what they played in 1776 or something. But now it's coming back again. I don't know why. Maybe because it sounds kind of like some Bollywood instruments, although not exactly. All right, 855-993-7569 if you'd like to celebrate either Uncommon Instrument day or blue moon day, you can do that by calling me at 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Spend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now, this is kind of an interesting day in history, given the fact that today is a blue moon. And some of the things that happened today are kind of blue moon-esque, even though there's no indication that it was actually a blue moon in the years that we're going to be talking about. But nevertheless, it really does make you believe that, that there are rhythms of which we're kind of unaware. In 1703, Daniel Defoe was placed in the pillory for the crime of seditious libel after publishing a politically satirical pamphlet, but he's pelted with flowers. So apparently, freedom of speech was alive even in 1703, as long as the population was concerned. The government, not so much. In 1790, the first U.S. patent is issued to inventor Samuel Hopkins for a potash process. There you go. In 1930, the radio mystery program The Shadow Knows airs for the very first time in 1930. I think that was actually on the station I worked for in New York, which is, I think, was on WOR, as was, I think, The Lone Ranger. I think those are both WOR shows. In 1948, at Idlewild Field, this one's going to be easy, in New York, New York International Airport, later renamed JF Kennedy International Airport, was dedicated. 1948, an old airport. In fact, in the paper this week, there have all sorts of plans about redoing LaGuardia. So there you go. I suppose, you know, that a president, an airport named for a president is better than one named for a mayor. In 1964, Ranger 7 sends back the first close-up photographs of the moon, with images 1,000 times clearer than anything else ever seen from Earth beyond from Earth-bound telescopes. Remember the first close-ups of the moon? And we saw it really did look like a face. I think it still looks like the man in the moon. In 1970, Black Tot Day, which isn't what you think it is, the last day of the officially sanctioned rum ration in the Royal Navy. Remember, every sailor got a ration of rum every day? Stopped in 1970 as recruitment in the Royal Navy went down by 100%. No, I'm kidding about that. Probably did, though, right?
Yeah.
In 2012, Michael Phelps breaks the record set in 1964 by Larissa Litvinina for the most medals won at the Olympics. Remember him with all those medals around his neck? And what was he in trouble for? He was in trouble for something a couple of weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
It was drunk driving.
Oh, no.
No, maybe a couple months ago. What was he in trouble for?
He was in trouble a while back for marijuana usage.
Was that what it was?
At the time, for sure.
There you go.
So it didn't slow him down at all.
Is he even swimming anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. I haven't heard about his swimming career recently. Look, once you've done that, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to be the guy to beat every place. And as you get older, you know, I think at some point you sort of retire on your laurels, don't you think?
Although,
I don't know. I would imagine he still swims. Esther, I was, you know, I happen to have known Esther Williams and obscure things that don't really make a whole lot of difference. But she would swim every day in her pool. She didn't do, I don't think she did Million Dollar Mermaid. If you asked her what the hardest part was, she said that you had to come out of the water smiling even if your nose was running, and that you had to figure out a way to deal with the inelegant word that she used, even though she was an elegant woman, was snot, but nevertheless. So she was, and she did all those movies with Mickey Rooney, and they would always make her sitting down by the pool or in the pool and him poolside, because she is about, you know, maybe 5'10", and he was like, what, 5'4" or something? So they never had them standing side by side in all the movies she did with him. And it's a good time. This is a good summer to be adopted by Warren Buffett. Every summer for the last 10 years, he's donated $1 billion+ to charity. That's pretty good. I mean, I think he really is one of those guys that does seem somehow to set the bar of how to be a billionaire, that he sort of made it all and sort of seems to be involved in the world at large and giving away a lot of it. Although, what's he worth? Like, how many billion do we think? Do we have any idea?
Tons. I can find out, I suppose.
Well, let's see what he gave $2.8 billion, which is significantly more than a million, this year. He's given 20.6 million shares of Hathaway stock I just see what he says he's worth. He's donated $25.5 billion. He's pledged other wealthy families to give their fortunes away before they die. It doesn't say how much he's actually worth.
I got $72.3 billion as of 2015.
72. So giving away, he gave away apparently three. So three out of, so it's about 4% of his fortune. I give away more than that. I don't have as much, but I give away more, percentage-wise. All right, Warren, let's step up to the plate. Suppose he's going to give it all away before he dies, so maybe he figures he's going to live for a very long time. But if he has $72 billion and he gave away three, a little under three, that's a little less impressive, don't you think?
Still a crazy amount of money, but yeah, that is an interesting perspective.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you have to figure is not so much the actual amount, but the percentage. But there you go. And in the continuing story about the Confederate flag, this is one of those things, for me as kind of a psychologist as well as sociologist, watching the momentum of this is really interesting. Virginia is moving to erase Confederate flags from license plates. It's clearly an idea whose time has come, and it's like a whole lot of other social phenomenon that it reaches a critical mass. I think it's like medical marijuana. It's probably like gay marriage. It's probably like women's right to vote. It's like civil rights. I think it's going to be like the electric car. I think that's going to happen as well. Global warming. Yesterday's story about the Pentagon planning for global warming, as far as I'm concerned, was the tipping point. I mean, the politicians can argue about it till they turn quite blue, but when the Pentagon, not exactly this kind of bastion of liberal thinking, says, okay, we got a plan for this, dudes, and here's how we're going to plan for it, and this is where we're going to plan for it, and this is one of the manifestations we're already seeing, I think that the naysayers have to kind of take a deep breath and say, maybe we're wrong. The Pentagon, for heaven's sakes. And in a continuing story that says, where are we going, world? Millennials are more likely to live with their parents than their parents were. We know that. One of the phenomena that happens just because I've been doing this for so long is when I first started doing the program, I would get calls about people who were dealing with the empty nest syndrome. My last kid left and my husband and I are just sort of floating around the house. And now I get calls of my daughter and her daughter have come home because they just went through a divorce, and my son's 31 and he has a college degree and he can't really get much of a job, so he's still living at home. And I mean, so we get the crowdedness syndrome. It all has to do, I think, with the economy, folks. It really does. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm calling. I'd like to have my daughter be diagnosed. She's 35. I'm 59. I think she may have ADD or depression or bipolar. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, those are significantly different events.
Well, I'm not sure what it is. So my question to you is, is a psychologist or is a psychiatrist or better qualified to make that diagnosis than a psychologist?
I don't think the issue is better qualified. I think the issue is, once the diagnosis in place, who is better served to treat it. And I would basically say, in this particular case, because at least when you're talking about depression or bipolarity, which is obviously a specific kind of depression, it's a subset of depression, and I suppose even ADD, you're talking about issues of medication, and psychiatrists traditionally have access to medication, whereas psychologists traditionally do not. Although in some states, psychologists can now prescribe, although not very many, number one. And number two, that many psychologists are associated with either a psychopharmacologist or
exactly,
a clinic.
Yes. I'm thinking about, it does work with psychiatrists.
So, again, I think that what you want is somebody, there are several issues here, but in answer to your specific question, that you want somebody that you can work with, and as long as they have access to issues such as medication or potential hospitalization, then who you work with is more important than their credentials, assuming that you have access to all the, you know, all the tools that you as a client might need. So, and again, what the insurance will pay for becomes very relevant. But in this particular case, if you're asking me, assuming that the psychologist and the psychiatrist were equally competent and both were good therapist as well, I'd say probably go with a psychiatrist, just because the issues of medication may be more familiar to that person. But as you point out, a psychologist who has access to a psychopharmacologist or to psychiatric consultation doesn't make any difference. So I think I'm not particularly prejudiced in that particular realm. However, having said that, there are two issues. First of all, I think that if you'd asked me 10 years ago, I would have had to give you a somewhat different answer, because there was this war between psychology and psychiatry. Psychology said depression is situational and emotional, and therapy is the only way to deal with it. Psychiatry essentially said, nope, you know, it's basically like, you know, like the pancreas not creating enough insulin, like diabetes, and so what you need to do is add what the brain doesn't have, and everything will be fine. And what we now know is that both were right and both were wrong, that traditional therapy plus medication plus exercise, interestingly enough, works much better than any of them separately. So where you start probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference, but if you're starting out, and we know that there may be a potential issue of medication, I'd say psychiatrist. However, having said that, we've got a complication here. We've got a little ripple in the fabric, and then it's your daughter. Now, is your daughter so feeling that she does need some help?
She's agreed to get help.
Okay.
At first she was resistant. She wanted didn't want to see a psychiatrist. But now she's coming around to saying yes. Because basically we're saying, you know, you've been struggling for too long.
Yeah. No, I agree. Listen, as long as that hurdle's overcome, I think what I would probably do if I were in your shoes is I'd probably get her a list of names of people. And I don't want you to take over the responsibility for that, because then therapy won't work at all.
And I'd like the findings.
I think the point is that even if you're paying for it, that the therapist has the therapist has to owe their confidentiality to your daughter, not to you, or the therapy won't work. So even
right.
though, which is a complication, because you're paying for something rather open ended. And if I were you, I would make sure that your daughter was paying for part of it, so she feels some responsibility for it. Number one, number two, that she should be able to pick the therapist that she thinks she can work with most comfortably. So most therapists are willing to talk with you for a couple minutes on the phone just to get an idea of who they are and who you are and whether there's a good overlap. And then it may be worth it to you and to your daughter for her to talk with a couple that she likes the best and to go see the person, because you're going to be spending some time and money on this. And your daughter's comfort level with the therapist and the sense that whatever she tells the therapist will remain with the therapist and not be transmitted to you is really crucial to her having a good therapeutic experience. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, Dr. Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. Dr. Brown, I would like, my wife is under ECT treatments at the moment.
Right.
And I'm not sure what I expect to happen with this.
Well, presumably she has a long history of depression that's pretty resistant to any medication, any other kind of treatment, correct?
That's exactly what's happened, yes.
And she's hospitalized.
No, she's not. We're doing this on an outpatient basis.
Huh, that's pretty unusual. How many treatments has she had?
Well, at this moment in time, she's had 6 treatments.
Over what period of time?
Over approximately a 2.5-week period. She goes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
As an outpatient, huh?
As an outpatient.
How long has she been being treated for depression?
She's been under the care of a psychiatrist for probably about 30 years.
And she took a turn for, she's been on medication that stopped being helpful?
That's correct. The psychiatrist she has right now that she likes very much has indicated there's nothing more I can do for you. He was going to recommend someone else for her, and at the last moment he said, why don't we try ECT?
Mm-hmm. For those of you who are not aware, ECT is electroconvulsive therapy, which is what used to be called shock therapy. It's passing a low-level current through the brain with the idea being that somehow you're essentially, to be crude, you're rebooting. And it seems to, so it goes in and out of favor in the psychiatric community, but is sort of thought to kind of, to be, as Jim is pointing out, kind of a last resort in untreatable or resistant depression. So what's the specific question to me?
Well, after these ECT treatments, we were cautioned that one of the major problems would be memory loss.
Absolutely.
And I mean, my wife 4 years ago had breast surgery. And she has absolutely no recollection of that ever having
happened. Well, some of it comes back, but absolutely that is one of them, and it's very idiosyncratic to a certain extent. It's very hard to predict. We know that the memory is affected, and sometimes it's short-term memory, sometimes it's long-term memory, and sometimes over time, once the treatments have stopped, it comes back. But what's the question to me?
Well, I guess the question, and it probably would have been one that I should have asked the psychiatrist as well, is what can we hope will be the benefits of ECT? She's very adverse against it now. She doesn't like it in the least.
Well, it's... There's a great deal of controversy about it, as I said, and one of the theories about why it works is that on some subliminal level, it's painful, and therefore it's essentially adverse, you know, it's behavior modification with, okay, you have to stop thinking these thoughts or there will be this pain. There's a whole other school that says the brain really doesn't recognize, doesn't feel pain at all, and it's as I said, it's sort of rebooting, it's reestablishing the biochemical parameters. I mean, I think that this is that. Was there any indication given when she started how long he expected to continue this?
No, I mean that they batted around several many numbers, 6 to 16.
Well, I mean, it would seem to me at this moment, if that you as your wife's advocate and for her saying I don't want to do this anymore, or you know that I've done, what did you tell me, 6 treatments?
6 treatments.
Okay. Well, you said okay, we've done 6. We now want to see whether or not it has any effect. I mean. Again, it's true of almost everything that the side effects, the unwanted effects, which are almost always negative, occur first, and the benefits take a while longer. But if she's feeling okay, enough is enough. It's her issue, and it sounds like he was somewhat reluctant to do this. I'm not as aware of people doing this as an outpatient, but I mean, I think that at this moment. Maybe it's time to revisit the whole issue, especially since he said 6 to 16. When she's resistant, you're unclear about it. Sit him down and say, okay,
yeah.
We've done 6. You know, what can we expect? And I mean, I think it's, look, be an informed consumer about this. When in doubt, ask questions. If you're the one paying for something, you're the one who's allowed to ask the questions. And quite often, professionals, whatever that means, sort of work on the assumption that they are knowledgeable and you are not, and therefore you should follow their advice, which is not completely unwarranted. I mean, presumably that's why you go to them, but you're still allowed to ask questions. And I encourage you folks here, if you don't understand what I say, don't assume you're stupid. Assume that I haven't made it clear enough. And when there's a question, or it doesn't seem right to you, or it doesn't make any sense, for heaven's sakes, ask. And if you can do it for me, you can do it for everybody else. Because me, you don't even have to pay any money. If you're paying somebody money, ask the question if you don't get it. It's a way to get the most benefit from whomever that professional is. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so this is this story is dedicated to those of you, you know who you are, who love zombies and apocalypse stories and vampires and stuff like that. Okay, you want to have the living daylights scared out of you. Here's the headline. Dun, dun, dun. The world's population is set to surpass 11 billion people. Okay, they're saying that's not going to be until the year 2030. No, they're saying 2100. So they're saying, all right, here's the deal. Here's the math. the world's population reached 7.3 billion in the middle of this year, okay, which like last month. The UN released the data. The annual pace of growth was 1.24% a decade ago, and it's now started to slow, falling to 1.18%. Or, I mean, that sounds good, right? It's falling under, well under 1.5%, well under 1.25%, or 83 million people each year. Well, that's a lot of people. The problem is not only the birth rate, the problem is people aren't dying. Over the course of the last 12 years, 1 billion people have been added to the planet's population. That's 15%. That's scary, right? In the last 12 years. Over the next 15 years, the world's population is projected to increase by a further billion, reaching 8.5 billion in 2030. Therefore, at this, at the current rate, which hopefully will, you know, there are a lot of countries, especially India and China, who are really trying very hard to look at this problem because the other ones are going to get hit by it first. In 2050, it will pass the 9.7 billion mark before topping 11.2 billion in 2100. That's assuming that current projections hold. All right. Even though the planet's population is projected to grow, fertility rates are down across the world. Much of the coming growth will be attributed to reducing child mortality and raising life expectancy, which we've sort of already talked about. And if you look at the statistics, and Trevor was coming on it, if you look at India and China and then the rest of the world, that India and China are going to have, what is it, half the population of the world, over half? Well, China's always had, China by itself has always had a quarter of the world's population. And the problem is that in those countries, the birth rate, even though it's declining modestly, is still much higher than the rest of the world. So it's something, you know, just sort of running out of everything. So there we go. So that's the scary story for the day. Another scary story for the day, although I don't, this one seems to me to be, there's one story which, depending on your politics, you're either going to applaud or decry. All right, here's the headline. Washington has a four-bulge problem. It turns out that D.C. is sinking 6 inches in the next 100 years. And this has nothing to do with global warming, it turns out. It has to do with of how Washington was really formed. They basically think that that Washington was formed by a huge ice, a mile-high ice sheet pushed the land under the Chesapeake Bay region up. And so when the ice sheet melted 20,000 years ago, the bulging land began to settle back down. They said it's like sitting on one side of a waterbed filled with a very thick honey. When you stand, the bulge comes, the bulge comes down again. They built a 3D portrait of the area's post-glacial geological periods, which stretch back millions of years, and are confident of their model of the Chesapeake Bay region. Therefore, they believe that the area is at an early stage of gradual sinking, a process that may last for thousands of years. Well, a lot of people think that Washington's been sinking for a long time. They said 6 inches doesn't sound like much, but when you're in the National Wild Refuge, that's a lot of sea level rise. So they're worried about it. Also, there was this, another story that I saw. They said that that it's going to be the place that's least responsive to the dangers of climate change is sitting on one of the worst spots it could be in terms of land subsistence. Will Congress just sit there with their feet getting even wetter? They're now saying, what about four bulge denial? There you go. Again, it seems to me kind of weird that Washington is denying global warming and the Pentagon's planning for it. I mean, isn't the Pentagon in Washington the last time you looked? Don't you think that that Congress would be affected by what the Pentagon was thinking or feeling? Or at least half the country would, or half the politicians? There you go, who knows? All right, I also want, there's a story today in the paper, which Trevor didn't find, but I did, that has to do with the sites that I was on when I was in Jerusalem, that they found some new stuff. They actually found most of the stuff they were talking about, they found literally the day I was there, the days I was there. And they're talking about now being able to link all the religious sites in Jerusalem with one kind of trail that covers all of the sites from Mount Zion to all the religious sites for Muslims and for Christians and for Jews, which would be very cool. And the neatest part is I listened to the interview with the guy who was doing it, And I could hear the rooster crowing in the background, and I met that rooster. I just want you to know. I know that's kind of name-dropping or, I guess it's actually what called foul-dropping or something. Foul droppings. I don't know. At any rate, so it's kind of an interesting kind of thing as we... I mean, it's an interesting time to be alive, right? As we're projecting things forward another 85 years and looking back 3,000 years. So at the same time, it's an interesting time and that we're able to do both of those things. And hopefully, as we look toward the future, I mean, the idea of 11 billion people on the face of the earth, there's just not enough. There's just not enough food. There's not enough water. Presumably, there's just not enough land to support that kind of population growth, which is maybe why we're looking to the planets to see what's inhabitable, to see what we could do about finding other places to plant some of us while we're alive. The other thing we can do is to do something while we're here and kind of save this planet since we know it's relatively habitable. Even though if you're talking with Californians, you see their Californians cut their water use by 27% during the hottest June on record, which for me is kind of a positive sign in that when really forced to do difficult things, that human beings tend to rise to the challenge. Because 27%, that's a lot, right? Think about using 27% less water than you're using. You can say, well, yeah, you just don't water your lawn or wash your car. But presumably with that kind of drop, it's more than that. It's really being careful about when you run your dishwasher and how many loads of laundry you do, and certainly not washing your car or watering your lawn. But, you know, I guess part of it is my unfailing belief that human beings can rise to the challenge, especially when not rising the challenge is just unthinkable. The idea being that to survive, we really need to think about things. Because not having enough water is one thing. Being able to cut voluntary use is quite another, and hopefully people are being willing to do that and seem to be doing it. Okay, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to call. It's Broken, Let's Fix It. Have a kind of an interesting thing that has to do with the Internet. There's a story about... France demanding a right to be forgotten on the Internet, which has directly to do with what we're going to talk about on It's Broken, Let's Fix It today. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.